Hello and welcome to A VO's Journey. My name is Anthony Pica, and this is a podcast that's all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business and sidestep all of the crazy mounds of bad things that I step on. Well, thank you so much for joining me. Today's podcast, we are going to be talking about, are you making the changes you need in your business to grow? I think this is so important. Are you listening to people when they give you feedback? And are you doing the things that you need to do in our day and age to grow your business? All right, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right, so I think I'd like to start out episode number 104. That's right. Wow, 104. With a big thank you. A big thank you to the VO Journey community for, I don't know, kind of, you know, just giving me a nice friendly reminder that, you know, I can just come on here, tell you what's going on, and continue sharing my journey, and it will be helpful to you. So thank you, everybody. If you notice, there probably is a lot less sound effects in this episode. And, you know, it's funny because my wife, I actually, you know, I let her listen to it, and she was like, it's okay, but it's kind of too much. I think you need to take it back. And I was like, no. Everybody loves it. And then I can't remember if it was Julian or somebody in the group mentioned that they didn't miss the sound effects. So then that prompted me to be like, well, you know, my wife is usually right. So I went ahead and posted the poll in the group and got a lot of feedback, you know, that, you know, a little bit was okay, but the majority could be left out. And, I appreciate that. And, you know, I want to talk about it because, lately a lot of the coaching I've been doing and working with voiceover artists, I've been noticing a bunch of things, about listening in general. And for me, of course, you know, I put this out into the VO Journey world, and you guys were amazing and helped and gave me really great feedback. And by the way, thank you so much for all the constructive criticism, because it was wonderful to hear about what you liked about the podcast and what maybe adding some things to it, you know, wasn't necessarily the direction I needed to go, because you liked what I was doing. So thank you so much for that. That means a lot to me, and it actually made me feel really good. So thank you. But what I'm saying is I've been doing a lot of coaching, and I've been noticing that a lot of people are, you know, they're struggling with listening to the market. You know, they're struggling with listening to what the market is saying to them. And let's take for an example. Let's say that, you know, you work really hard and you put together a great demo, right? So you put together a great commercial demo, whether you pay for one or whether you do it on your own, but you've got your demo completed and, you know, you start promoting it, and lo and behold, you're not getting any business. So you're not sure what it is. You think maybe you need to do better with your marketing. Can't be your demo because it's brand new. It's pristine. It's got every sound, you know, sound effect, and it's got every side channel it could possibly have and all that jazz, right? So, but then you see other people who you listen to their demo and you think, what in the world? Their demo isn't even half as good as mine, yet they're getting more business. What is going on? Well, they must just be better marketers, or they must know more people, or maybe it's the platform they're on, or maybe it's, you know, this or that, or maybe it's their equipment, or maybe I don't sound as good as I should. And what I found is that a lot of times too, are you presenting people with what they are looking for right now, not just what you like to do? And I think, you know, everybody, if I could like just be completely real to you about some of the success that I've had, I would have to say that a lot of the success that I've had in the quick amount of time that I've had it, honestly, has been, I think, because I've been willing to do a lot of different types of work and, you know, do my very best at it, of course, but I've just been willing to give people what they were looking for, you know, even if it wasn't something that I was completely passionate about at the time, or maybe even that I didn't feel was my strongest suit. You know, another perfect example of this is that, you know, we are in a world where we need to be very savvy and be able to work our way around different internet platforms. We need to be able to use video, create video. We need to be able to manipulate our audio in different ways, meaning like, you know, with doing different things with our voice, with our DAWs, but also attaching audio to video and syncing it and dubbing and adding effects, knowing where to get effects, knowing how to do all of these things. People are looking for that kind of one-stop shop. And the more that you do, the more available you become for people to pay you. I mean, it's all sorts of stuff. I mean, and again, you know, if, let's say that you're not an audiobook person, okay? But there are many different things that you can do still in the audiobook industry. Like, for example, I have a customer who comes to me, and all that this customer wants me to do is when they have a book and they've recorded it, I literally record the opening and closing credits. That's all I do. I don't do the book. I just do the opening and closing credits, you know, and they pay me, you know, $20-$30 to do, you know, 20-30 words. And the point I'm trying to make about this, though, is that because I am in the industry and I am doing work, my name is a part of that. So someone can come to me knowing that I understand what they're doing or what they're trying to do, the format in which it needs to be done, how I'm supposed to format the audio, you know, the files for ACX, et cetera. And since I know how to do that, I can get paid, you know, a nice, you know, I can get paid $30 for doing something that takes me literally 2 or 3 minutes. And it's super easy, because I might know a little bit more than someone else. So I really want you to stop, you know, for a second and think to yourself, are you looking around and asking yourself, all right, what is everyone, you know, what are these companies, what are these freelancers looking for? I mean, let's talk about Fiverr, of course, right? Fiverr has opened the world to freelancers, independent, you know, sole proprietor, one person business owners, 2-3 people who don't have, you know, $100 million budgets, but they have a little bit of money and they want to promote their services and they want to look as professional as possible, because we're all competing with, you know, the big boys and girls. So we're trying to do our very best. And the more you can make them look professional, not just with the way you sound, but what else you can do for them, the better. The more and more I dive into this work, the more and more I'm getting more people interested in me doing, helping them not only with the voiceover, but with the video, helping them with sound effects, helping them with background music, helping them put together. I even have a client who not only do I narrate for, but they work with about 5 or 6 other voiceover artists for a cartoon show. And then they give all of that to me. And I put the whole cartoon show together, right, from the stuff they give me, right, all the voices, all of the music, all the different sound effects and video. I put it together for them, and they pay me a lot more money to put each episode together for them. Plus, I narrate a couple parts, but they don't go to the other voiceover artists. They come to me because I do that extra work. Do you see what I'm saying? And because of that, I make a lot more money than someone who just does one thing. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and spend all of your time learning a whole bunch of new skills. Excuse me. But what I'm saying is that you need to really look at what is making money and not limit yourself. So you know how I'm a big, 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 big proponent of extra sources of income, right? So this is it right here. So here are some things that I think you need to really dive in and know. If you're not very good at it, You need to get better at it, and then you need to start including it. And so here we go. The first thing is you definitely need to understand how to effectively take high-quality audio and put it to 1080p high-quality video, render an MP4 file so that it sounds great, it looks great, okay? But you also need to know how to take that same quality and change the dimensions. For example, you need to know how to change the dimensions for different places on the internet, for different sites. You need to understand all the different settings when it comes to the frame rates and the sample rates when it comes to your audio and all these things. These are really important things for you to note it. And the reason why is because people are going to come to you. This might have already happened to you, where somebody's come to you and they've said, hey, do you do XYZ? And you're like, no, I don't do that. Or perfect example, I've had a couple people come to me and say, hey, do you have Source Connect? This is in the past, right? And I'd be like, no. They're like, oh man, that sucks. You should really get it. We can't work with you. Right? So, you know, that sucks. But what I'm trying to get at is all of these things, like, you know, that like video, you need to really be able to use video. Okay. You really need to be able to create it. You need to use it. If you don't have video creating software, I'm big in the Adobe suite. It just has everything. It has Adobe Audition, it has Adobe Premiere, it has Adobe After Effects, it has Adobe Photoshop, it has all this stuff, and you can pay a monthly fee for it. I'm not exactly sure what the monthly fee is, but it's not terribly great. I mean, it's like under $100. So, I mean, it is well worth it in my opinion, because we are more than just voiceover artists. If you limit yourself to just being a voiceover artist and nothing else, you are not going to have the same opportunities, for example, like I have. All right, so let's dive into another place that you need to really get good at. And I think that is sound effects. Now, I know we had a wonderful discussion, and I put it out there to community about sound effects on this podcast, but that is a whole different thing, you know, because sound effects, you should be able to manipulate and use sound effects. You should be able to know where to get them. You should be able to know how to apply them. You should be able to know how to correctly compress your voice with sound effects together. And background music, that's huge. I sell more and more extra add-ons for background music, which takes me no time at all to go, because I use Audio Blocks, which is like a $10 or $15, I think it's like $10 a month fee. And I have all sorts of free music, free sounds of sound effects. It's wonderful. And I can just download them. They're royalty free because I paid for them, and I can use them, and it takes me a second to do it. It takes me no time at all. I download it, put it on there, and bam, I am an expert using that stuff. Okay. So that's music, that's sound effects, that's video. Also, you need to get some sort of, now there's free software out there. You need to start using either Canva or, like, I use Adobe Spark. These are free platforms that you can take your pictures. Well, actually, you know what? You could even do it on Microsoft PowerPoint, or, you know, you could do it on Keynote if you're on Apple. And, you know, so you can do it there too. But these are platforms that you can use to take pictures, add words, add little icons, add your logo, different things like that, so then you can render videos or even just advertising your picture or doing pictures and different things so that you can add an extra part to your service. Because the more that you can add, the more, you know, and we call it, like, right, in theater, right, it's a triple threat, somebody who can act, sing, and dance. And then if you have someone who also can play an instrument, I mean, they can go anywhere and work. So there's a difference. It's not that they can't get an amazing, well-paying job doing one thing, acting, but everyone is trying out for acting, right? So that they've got now so many more people to go against. But if they act and sing, then that eliminates a big group of people who don't sing. Then if they act, sing, and dance, that eliminates another huge group of people who don't act, sing, and dance, because those people are needed. And then if they can act, sing, dance, play an instrument, I mean, you know, you've you've put yourself into an entire world of, you know, less competition and more work for you, because those people are sought after, and there's, because there's not many of them. So for us, if you can not only do voiceover, but you can do music. And what I mean by music is find music. You can use royalty-free music, find music, put it in your audio. You can also use your DAW, where you can change around your voice and add effects and reverb and all these things. You can add sound effects. You can create video. You can do multiple tracks and put them together and layer them together and understand how to, you know, do ducking and everything that you need to do. You put yourself in a whole nother league, and you open yourself up for all sorts of other business, and you start creating more streams of income. What's interesting is like on Fiverr, for example, it would be cool if, you know, there was a report that showed, and, you know, we could do this personally because you can, you know, of course, document what you're doing, but literally show what you're being hired for, because what you're being hired for should give you an indication, too, of what people are thinking that you can do, or they're liking what you can do, especially if people come back and hire you for the same thing over and over again, right? But those are some things to really look at. And the more you can offer, the better, right? Plus, like, the more you can do with videos and things like that, the more you can advertise and market yourself, right? The more you don't have to pay someone else. But more importantly, the more you can put your own personal touches on things. These are things that turn you into not just a voiceover business now, but a multimedia business who also now has an incredible access to voice, who can really do amazing stuff in-house, and it doesn't cost extra. It's all encompassed, right? That is incredible. And people, especially on like Fiverr and Upwork and all these more and more sites, are looking for people who can do all of these things. Because they can't, and they need a one-stop shop. They need one place where they can get it all. So the question is this: do you want to be that person who will give everybody everything? Or do you want to be the person who just wants to offer one thing? And you can do that. And there is no problem with just being offering voiceover and leaving it at that. But note that there are going to be people like me out there and other people who are willing to do all sorts of things for people. And we will end up getting business more, because if I'm willing to do a voiceover plus help them just put together a video, add some music and sound effects, they're probably going to want to work with me for my voiceover instead of going somewhere else for a voiceover and then come to me for the other stuff. You see what I mean? And then I have the power of giving them a better deal. So that's what I want you to be able to do. So wrapping all of this up, if you are currently only offering one or two things, I want you to really look at some things for, you know, a voiceover artist that you should offer. And I listed them, but I'll list them again. You need to be good at not just voiceover, but the next thing you need to be good at is manipulating your voice within your DAW, meaning using the effects options, using reverb, using all of the different abilities that your DAW has for adding reverb to your voice, adding announcer styles, you know, like you're an announcer back in the 30s, all of these different things. You can, you know, that's what you need to be good at first. You need to really get your DAW to a point where you can manipulate your voice. Next thing, you really need to learn how to add music to your stuff. Okay, it's so important that you can add music. That means a couple things. It means you got to find a place to get music that's royalty free. Okay, you got to find a place to get sound effects. That's another thing you need to do, is be able to do sound effects. And if you are confused about how to do or what to do, just play around. Just play around with your DAW. Put together a multi-track, lay down a voiceover, put some music, do a couple of effects, put them in there. Okay, just get used to doing it. After that, that's when you need to be able to start manipulating pictures. You need to be able to start manipulating pictures so that you can market yourself, but also that will also help you lead to creating videos. Then even in After Effects, you can actually create your own audio files, those ones that have the waves in them. Yes, there are places like Headliner, which we all love because it does it quickly for you, but you can build it in audio. You can build it in After Effects, and it's a they're like literally 5 to 10 minute tutorials on YouTube how to build amazing looking ones on After Effects. And you can have a template and then just use it forever. But the point I'm trying to make to you is these are things that you should be focusing on learning and then offering them in your gig extras on Fiverr. Offer them on your website. Offer them, okay? Offer saying, you know what? If you want background music, I can help you. I have royalty-free background music. That's a big deal because you have to pay for a subscription for that or purchase it outright. So that is something that you can add to your offering. And that turns you into more desirable, okay? The more you can add to your offering, the more desirable you are. All right, you guys. Well, I really went off on that. So listen, I want to thank you so much for listening. And thank you again for your feedback. I really, really, really appreciate it. It means the world to me. And I want you to know that please always feel free to contact me. Let me know what you're thinking. Send me, you know, information. If you want me to ever listen to something, you know, I'm here for you. Also, if you get a chance, please go ahead and leave a review on iTunes and make sure you subscribe to the podcast, you follow, like it. Yeah, that's a weird thing about this particular like Buzzsprout. I don't think you can like the podcast, but I know you can leave a review on like iTunes or Spotify or all those different places. But anyways, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. Have a good one. Hopefully I'm going to be coming back soon with another interview from Tim Tippett's. So I'm excited about that, and I'll give you more information later. But anyways, thank you guys so much. Peace.